Good morning, world. Good evening. Good afternoon. Whatever time it is that you are listening to this podcast, I want to welcome you. I want to thank you. So, excuse me. So, it's 5:21 a.m. here. And it's wild because I'm actually meditating. I'm actually reading my word. And I'm always up usually around this time, like 5:30. I have it set because I have a prayer call that I go on for 6 o'clock. I talk to my husband before he goes to work. And it's wild to me because I usually don't do a podcast until maybe 10-ish a.m. But I was meditating over this verse here. It's 1 Corinthians 13:13. And it says, And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. I love that verse because that was one of my grandmother's favorite verse. And when she told me, I would never forget, I found out I had gave her a gift that had this verse on it. I think it was like a little plaque or picture plaque or something like that. I can't really remember, but she loved it. She said she'll always keep it because it had that verse on there. And as I get older, and she has since went home to be with the Lord, it makes so much sense to me. Like, love is what's really going to make the world go round. And I understand that we're in a fallen, broken world. And sometimes it makes you, well, for me anyways, you know, I had at one point had gotten to the point where I was like, I don't really know if I want to really show my love for real with people because, you know, I didn't want to get hurt anymore, you know? And, but as I meditated a little bit further, I meditated on the verses, 1 Corinthians 4-8. Now here, you know, and people who know me know that I like to make verses, personal, and I'm going to be real quick with it because I still have my husband here and it's quiet here, but, I know I usually talk to him before he goes to work and things like that. But I want to read you the verse, 1 Corinthians 4-8. It says, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast. It is not proud, it does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Love never fails. Now, I want to challenge you where the word love is. Now, put your name in replace of love. Now, I'm going to warn you now. This is going to be convicting. And this is going to show you where you are in your walk with love and with Christ. And where you kind of got like a weakness in. And so I'm going to say, I'm going to use myself as an example. Tasha is patient. Tasha is kind. Tasha does not envy. Tasha does not boast. Tasha is not proud. Tasha does not dishonor others. And Tasha is not self-seeking. Tasha is not easily angered. Tasha keeps no record of wrongs. Tasha does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Tasha always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always preserves, because Tasha will never fail. Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all that this really showed me where I need work at. And this is where it really showed me like, oh, okay. Tasha is patient. No, ma'am. No, sir. Tasha's not patient. No, ma'am. Is Tasha kind? Yeah, I am. Does Tasha not envy? Sometimes. Not often. Don't really have a jealous, envious spirit. And I really don't like a jealous, envious spirit around me. But there are times when I do have to check that situation. When I want to covenant another situation. And social media, honey, social media do not help, honey. So you really have to limit your access with that, because it will hate you. It will have you hating your little life. You know what I'm saying? That God has granted you and God has gave you, right? Tasha does not boast. I don't. And Tasha's not proud. No, I'm not. Tasha does not dishonor others. I don't. But Tasha's not self-seeking. No, Tasha is self-seeking. Tasha does have selfish tendencies. And so that's what I'm saying. This first 1 Corinthians 4 through 8, it will show you where you need help with. You know, you need God to help you with, or you need Jesus to help you with. And it will show you like, okay, I'm kind of like on the right track. And it's not to condemn. It's really just to do the soul work. You know, to have God to help you to do the soul work. And it's just so wild. What's the rest of it? Tasha does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. That ain't always the truth with me. Like, when I feel like people got their karma, I rejoice in that. And I know that it's in the word that you're not supposed to, but I'm not going to hold you. I see somebody get their karma, I'd be like, that's good for you. So that's why I say, you know, it kind of lets you know, like, where you need God's help in your soul care and your soul work. And then it says, it always protects. Well, Tasha always protects. I do. Always trust. Sometimes life been a little rough, so I used to always trust. I'm getting back to that. God is cleaning me and creating me a clean heart, but he has some work to do, because let's keep in mind, there's 41 years in this situation. 41 years, life been out here, life, and people been out here peopling. So he has to really, he got some work to do. He got to clean out some stuff to get me back to that place where I can't always trust, you know. Always hopes, I do. I do always hopes, and I always preserves. And I know that I will never fail, and I will never fail when it comes down to Jesus. I will never fail when it comes down to God. And so I love coming to this verse from time to time, and I always make scriptures personal, because then it just makes more sense to me when I do it that way. And it's just funny, because I just woke up this morning. I woke up like at 4-ish, like 4:30 in the morning. Just woke up hot, and it was wild. I woke up hot and whatever else, and I just couldn't go back to sleep. So I woke up a little bit, an hour earlier. I woke up an hour earlier than I normally get up, but I decided to stay up because I said, okay, it's something that God wants me to, like, actually, he actually want to tell me something and download to me. And I won't hold you long. I won't keep you. You know, like I said, I want to do like mini nuggets, because I'm doing it in the morning, so I'm still like half sleepy. But I want to touch bases with you when I get the word. I wanted to go ahead and share it with you right then, because I didn't want to wait till like 10-ish and then I lose it. You know, I want to go ahead and just share while God downloaded and placed it in my heart. I want to, you know, download it and give it to you guys when I get it. And so I just want to encourage you to read 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. And then we're going to skip 4 through 8, and then we're going to skip to verse 13, because that's what I first meditated on, verse 13, and then I went up and read verses 4 through 8, and then I placed my name where it says love in it. Place your name, substitute love in it with your name, and then it will show you what you need to do. And I want to keep... Okay, I'm back, you guys. So my alarm went off at my 5:30, and it totally like cut off the episode. So I'm sorry about that. But I don't even remember what I was telling you guys for real. But excuse me, you guys. Oh my goodness. I'm about to go back to bed. I'm about to have my conversation with Reggie before he goes to work. And I usually do this, like, usually do, like, maybe 30 minutes before he goes in. Then after that, I have my 6 o'clock prayer call over Zoom that I attend. I don't lead. I just attend. But it has really been sowing seed in my life. And I want to encourage you guys to really get into a community base. Like, really go somewhere where you celebrate it, not tolerate it. And you can find yourself deepening your relationship with the Lord, deepening your relationship with Christ. Like, really, don't try to do this thing alone. Don't try to do this spiritual walk walk alone. But I've heard something that really makes a lot of sense to me, and it says it's worth it. This spiritual walk is so worth it. Your purpose is so worth it. Your dreams, your goals is so worth it. And so I just want to encourage you, you guys, go spread love today. I know life be out here life and people be out here peopling, but don't change for the worse because other people are hurting. And I don't know, I know that's nothing but the Holy Spirit is speaking through me, because I don't even know where that's coming from. I do know where it's coming from. I know that's not coming from me. And it's just like, I want you to go out there and spread love. I really want you to go out there and spread that love. And I really want you to spread hope. And that's help one person every day. If you can at least help one person, just one, the minimum is one. If you can just help one person every day, just one, ask God, how do you want me to serve your people today? Bring the people that needs that hope today for me to help that one person every day. Ask Jesus to bring that one person or people that need to know his love, that you can show that love. Because I'm going to be honest with you, you are the only Bible sometimes people will even read for real. And so I just want to encourage you guys to really just go out there and let that be your purpose. If you don't know what your purpose is, let that be your purpose to spread love, to spread and share love, and to spread and share hope, to help one person. Let that be your mission, to help one person every day, and then to share and spread that love. And it can be so small or it can be so big and grand, but let the Holy Spirit lead and allow him to tell you how to show that love and spread that hope to different people that he will bring to you every day. And I promise you, when you step into that mission and you step into that purpose, you know, that would really, honestly, it will bring a smile. It would honestly bring a smile to your face. It will brighten up your days and allow God to ease your days, like ease into your days. Don't just dive head first. Really take that time to meditate. The three verses that I've been meditating this morning is Joshua 1:8. But it says, meditate on that book. Meditate on that word. Have the word leave your lips and be on your lips and be on your tongue. Like, really meditate and have that word in your heart and capture in your heart. Joshua 1:8, Ephesians 3:20, where we are going to see exceedingly and abundantly just blessings. Just going to overflow. It's going to overflow our cup. Ephesians 3:20. And then, of course, First Corinthians 13:13, hope and love. Oh, that's so wonderful that I'm telling you guys about love and hope. And it's in this verse. It says, and now these three things remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. You know, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And it's so wild how God had Jesus had tied this thing in together. Is that I'm telling you guys about hope, and then I'm telling you guys about love, and it's tying that thing in together, and it's so worth it. And then, of course, my anchor scripture, Philippians 4:6, don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. Do not worry. Don't start your mornings. Don't start your days off dreading anything. Really, and I'm going to close with this, but have God to go before you. I always ask God, go before me, God. Go before me before I start my work. Go before me before I open my eyes. Go before me before I speak to anybody. Like, I really take this time to really eat my breakfast and everything. And I'm going to hold off on eating breakfast until I get up this second time around for 10 o'clock. But I always just ask him, like, go before me, go before me, go before me before I even start my day, before I get my mind on this task and that task. And no, so really spend that time to meditate and have him download. Don't try to do these days and do this life without him. And don't try to do this without a community. Really have some Bible-based, faith-based friends and people around you. Don't try to do this spiritual walk, because I'm going to be honest with you, life is hard. Life can suck sometimes. And when you, it's a beautiful thing. God wants you to live in abundance. But we're in a fallen, broken world. And this thing is hard. And I wouldn't advise anybody to do this life alone. I would not advise you to do this alone. So I'm going to go. I'm going to close. I'm going to go back to sleep. Have my conversation with him. And then I'm going to roll over and really go back to sleep before it's time for me to, you know, start my shift and everything. So I have two mornings. I wake up 5:30 a.m., which this time I woke up at 4:30, but I knew God wanted to really download. And then, what else? And then I wake up at 10 o'clock. So I always get up an hour before because I don't like to like get up out my bed rushing to go to work. Like that just ruins my whole entire day when I have to get up rushing. Like, no, I want to be able to have my eyes open, really meditate on the quietness and the stillness, be still before the Lord, let him download, let me be able to like read a few verses in the Bible, let me be able to read my, I don't really like study hardcore in the morning, but I do like sometimes I journal and I definitely read over my devotions. And that's my time to really eat my breakfast and be with Jesus and just really let him download. I really don't even speak for real. I just kind of like, or sometimes I get up and do a prayer walk in the morning before I start my shift. Like I just, you know, I just have, and then I'm just worshiping him the whole day throughout my day. You know, I have worship music on, I have prayer calls going. Like I'm just having him going all day. And I have to, because that's why I get my strength. I get my strength through him because it's not through my own strength, it's through his strength. And so I just really wanted to tap in with you guys. Not gonna hold you guys long, but I just really wanted to tap in and check in with you guys while he downloaded that word to me. I still have my Bible open and he was just like, go talk to the people. And I'm like, now this is my time with you. You sure? But I just go, I dive in head first. When he tell me to do something, I be like, okay. And I just go ahead and I'm checking in with you guys. So I love you guys. Thank you guys, my podcast family, for being there with me and having, you know, it's because of you guys, you know, besides Lord, it's because of you guys of the success of this podcast. We are 11 seasons in. Can you believe that? Because I can't believe that. I'm not going to hold you. I can't believe that. We are 11 seasons in. 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We are 11 seasons in. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for you guys. I thank you guys so much for allowing me to serve you for 11 seasons. You know, this podcast episode, these podcast episodes go all over the world. I have people listening to me all over the world, and I'm so grateful for this purpose. I'm so grateful for this mission. Thank you for allowing me in your homes, in your spaces, in your ears, throughout your day, throughout your night. Thank you. That's all I have to say. That's all I want to say is thank you. Thank you for allowing me to serve you every day out of your life. Thank you so much. Whether you're listening to the replays, whether you're listening to in real time, thank you. Whether you go on my social media pages, get some clips there, my YouTube, get some clips there, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to serve you. And okay, I'm going to go now because I'm getting myself a little sleepy, but I love you guys so, 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 so much. I said I was going to do a minimum of 2 episodes a week. But it's really where the Holy Spirit leads. You want me to do more? I do more. So I love you guys. Have a wonderful day, wonderful evening, wonderful afternoon, wherever you are in the world and whenever you're listening to this. I want to say thank you. I love you. And go be great today. Go be great. You guys are enough. You're doing amazing, sweetie. So I love you guys. And I'll talk to you later.